It's that time of year again when thousands of seniors from around the Bay start throwing their caps into the air to celebrate graduation. Soon, some of them will start their very first jobs. Others will be out applying for internships that could eventually help them get their foot in the door. But there's a high school in Oakland that's positioning students to be one step ahead of the job rush. It's a high school where real-world internships are already a part of the curriculum, and that curriculum is created by students so they can figure out how they fit into the big picture. Mills College student reporter Lizzie Schultz has our story.
It's Friday afternoon at the MetWest High School Gymnasium. Over 100 students and faculty are gathered for the school's weekly town hall meeting. Senior Jose Gomez is at the front of the gym. He's proposing his thesis project.
So what's the issue? So the issue I'm focusing on is that many Latino families have lack of communication between each other, and I'm trying to get them strength and stuff like that.
A senior thesis project is mandatory to graduate from MetWest, but it's not strictly academic. MetWest students actually go out and work in their communities to identify a problem within a neighborhood. Then the student develops a project to address the issue. Gomez plans to work on teen-parent communication at his old middle school, Urban Promise Academy, located in Oakland's Fruitvale District.
So my target community is Latino families. I am a member of this community. I'm Latino, and I have experienced lack of communication with my parents. And I want to make a difference in my family and my community.
And I have the honor to hand you your approval.
Gomez's project is accepted by the school. He'll be spending the rest of his semester planning and developing communication workshops for Latino families. MetWest High School was founded in 2002. It's an alternative public school that follows a philosophy called big picture learning. Students get real-world experience while making valuable connections outside of school.
What we have are young people who are out there with few or no relationships, you know, real meaningful relationships with adults right at the time in their life when it's most important.
Greg Cluster is the internship coordinator at MetWest.
Because they're about to become an adult. And so I think we really need to think about how do we structure students' times during their high school year.
Every year, students at MetWest work with mentors, advisors, and their peers to create individualized learning plans. Students go to class 3 days a week, and the other 2 days are spent at internships.
We just surveyed the students last month, and 99% of them say they like or love their internship. And at the end of the year, we always do a mentor satisfaction survey, in which it's usually 95% of internship site mentors say that they would like to be an internship mentor again with the right student.
MetWest has over 500 organizations in the Bay for students to choose from, and they are encouraged to explore their interests.
I explored that medical field, and I had the experience to see doctors and what do they do. And I decided I don't want to be a doctor.
That was Gomez's freshman year.
And I interned at the physical therapy department. And I said, it looks fun, but it's a lot of work.
He realized that science was not his thing.
So from hospital, I went to cooking. So I interned at a Japanese restaurant, and I learned skills, cooking skills. And I actually got to prepare my first full meal.
But cooking didn't stick for Gomez either. This year, he chose to intern at Oakland Parents Together.
So he came to us, and we thought it was a pretty good fit.
That's Henry Hitz, the executive director of Oakland Parents Together, which provides tutoring as well as parent education classes. Hitz says he's been impressed by the MetWest philosophy and Gomez's work as an intern.
Name tags, I think it right here.
Parents come together once a week to talk. The idea is to improve communication and strengthen Oakland families. Gomez frequently translates for the predominantly Spanish-speaking group.
We try to have bilingual discussions at every table, so he does a lot of help with that. He does a lot of the written translation.
Okay, para los que no me conozcan, me llamo José. Voy a la escuela de MetWest High School.
Well, you know, of course, what he's learning to do is facilitate workshops so he can do his own workshops, and in May he'll be doing his own workshops.
Which is what Gomez's senior thesis project is all about. At first, Hitz was skeptical about how Gomez would engage middle schoolers, until he witnessed Gomez in action at MetWest.
I saw what he did with his high school peers. He asked the question, what do you hate about your parents? They were engaged. They were completely engaged.
So, el propósito. Okay, entonces el propósito de esto es para que...
It's the end of the semester, and Gomez is leading his first workshop all on his own. 10 parents of middle schoolers at Urban Promise Academy are sitting around a few tables in a small room. Gomez gives them the first topic of the day. How does your culture influence the parent you are now?
Okay. Ahora cambian.
So basically, I told them to partner up with someone. So for 3 minutes, one parent's going to talk and answer the question. Then after, the other person's going to have to listen and not talk at all. So and then after 3 minutes, they're going to switch.
They do this for the next 2 hours on a range of questions. As the workshop goes on, you can see the parents opening up more and more. Parents who were quiet at first are now having lively discussions. And at the workshop next week, the parents hope to do the same thing with their kids. At the end of the day, Maria Torres tells me Gomez made them feel comfortable.
He's saying that that there's something about him that caused the attention of the parents already. So just the way that he presents himself, talks, and then just the way he attracts them to be able to speak up.
The experience has made Gomez more confident, too. He says the lessons he's learned throughout his internship have given him the ability to succeed after high school as well.
I got accepted to CSU LA and CSU East Bay. I want to study psychology and computer science.
74% of MetWest students enroll in college within 1 year of graduating. It's a graduation requirement to apply. Gomez is enrolling at Cal State East Bay. He says MetWest has given him more than just his education.
We have the experience to explore and have the, to explore our interest and just learn the skills of when you're finding a job, how to do a professional interview, how to ask good questions. I think we, besides what we learn in school with English, math, science, and all of those subjects, like we also learn skills that we're going to need in life.
For Cross Currents, I'm Lizzie Schultz.